Okay. I'll finish up. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Leslie, you said that your minutes were posted. I'm on the city website right now, and I went to the land trust, and this meeting schedule is posted, and there's a link called additional links, or a tab called additional links, major documents, Pessaquonics Cove, I ruined that word, and Shawmut Conemaugh Marsh. However, your meeting minutes are only archived from 2013 to 2016, so we have no reference of the vote. That's number one. And the other thing you said, you mentioned that you have no authority to spend, and to me, that's a strong statement, because it's working together with the planning department and with the administration, and the planning department and the administration are not in line with the request of this land trust, understanding you're appointed by the council, but it's got to be a cohabitive relationship, and you're asking for a bond. Now, this is my opinion. You're asking for a bond of $5 million to purchase open space, where then it would be cleared by the planning department, which to me would be then that's the planning department's responsibility, as a land trust is a trust underneath or thereas with the planning department. So thank you.
Okay, if I could just speak. I don't put the minutes on this site. Sue Cabaceros from planning department puts those on, and as far as I know, she's continued to put them on. So maybe it's in another location she could forward to you. But also, I have every minute that we've taken since forever, and I can send that to you as well. But also, as far as the planning department, the department chairman, Tom Kravitz, and I have worked very well together, and he was the one that even suggested going for the bond. And I work very well with Tom. As far as me making a decision, I'm not the one that makes a decision. I make a recommendation. And I have had no problem with Tom Kravitz.
Oh, a point of order, if I may?
Councilman Ricks.
It is often an issue where various cities and towns, not just Warwick, but I see it all the time, other cities and towns, they don't always have the minutes posted on their website for various bodies. Not all of them get the same attention that the city council does. But looking at the Rhode Island Secretary of State website, I do see the Warwick Land Trust meeting minutes for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022, and they do record the unanimous vote on that date for the $5 million bond. That is available. It's on page five of seven, through the Rhode Island Secretary of State open meetings site for that meeting dated March 22nd, 2022.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay. May I also add that if you go onto the city's website and you go onto the land trust, I think you're still on the land trust, Tim. Yeah.
Think I'm still on the what, please? I'm sorry.
I think you're still listed as a member of the land trust. They haven't changed that.
No, that's been updated.
It's been updated now?
Yes.
Okay.
That's updated.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Councilman Foyle.
I have a follow-up question. Mm-hmm. You stated that Councilman Gephardt asked you, was there land that you have earmarked or looked at that you are ready to use the $2 million mm-hmm. on? But then you said you've made requests and you've sent numerous emails and not heard back. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But then you just said that you get along and you worked well with Tom Kravitz.
If
that's the planning department,
okay,
who are you making these requests to? If they're the ones who...
Council.
Excuse me, if I may finish the question.
Okay.
If they're the ones that have to authorize the appraisal and then the sign-off on the money, the allocation of the funds, if you work well with him, why isn't he responding to your emails?
Okay, it isn't Tom so much that doesn't respond. It's the president of the council, Councilman McAllister.
Okay, but the first step before it gets to us, if I'm not mistaken, is the planning department has to sign off on it.
And that's not what we were told. Okay. Nathan is...
So to clarify...
Please identify yourself.
Nathan Cornell, member of the Warwick Land Trust. So to clarify, the Warwick Land Trust is not under the planning department. It is a separate entity. It's a separate entity. So the Warwick Land Trust makes recommendations to council. That's how it's written in the legislation. And the planning department doesn't have to approve any of our recommendations. That's why we're here before you today. So, and the planning department always, even though it's been said that they help us with funds, not completely. Like, we on Land Trust have been paying out of pocket. For example, Leslie has put hundreds of dollars into a tree core because the planning department wouldn't get it to us, so we had to order one. Like, and that, those cost $300 each. And so Warwick Land Trust, we're paying out of pocket here. That's why we asked for the extra increase before.
Thank you. I think you just reinforced what I said is you are recommendation. You make recommendations. It is the planning department's responsibility to go ahead and therefore move the ball forward. But I'll yield back to Mr. Foley.
I just point of clarification for me so I can understand the process. I'm asking our solicitor who might. So the Warwick Land Trust identifies a parcel of land. They want to purchase that land. Does that request for funds to allocate some part of that $2.1 million come to us first and then go to planning, or does it go through planning to approve it and then comes in front of us?
So taking a step back, it depends is the short answer. Which is always a great legal hedge, but the Warwick Land Trust is spelled out in our planning chapter under the code and ordinances, and they are intertwined to some extent with planning. There are powers and duties that provide for advice and consent of the planning director. I'm looking specifically section 5156, powers and duties, sub 5, talks about where certain expenditures need to be made in order to pursue surveyors, engineers, et cetera, require some collaboration and specifically advice and consent for certain types of expenditures. So they are not completely separate, but they're not a function of our body either. So it's not a clean structure.
I have the city ordinance right here. So it says the trust shall have the responsibility to recommend to the city council to purchase, receive by gift, or otherwise acquire the fee simple or lesser interest in real property, including development rights as defined in section 42822 of the general laws, or any interest in real property consistent with the purposes of this act, including other developmental rights or easements of any kind whatsoever. So it states clearly in the ordinance that so it's a land trust recommend to the city council, not the planning department. So we do not need a planning department to approve our recommendations. We go directly to you.
Right, but a point of clarification for the purposes of practicality, you're not making it, like, as Leslie actually eloquently pointed out, she's not willing and able to start guessing how much a property is worth without an appraisal, which is the prudent approach. So the planning department is utilized to obtain that appraisal, to obtain all that information, so that when you do make a recommendation, it actually is an informed recommendation. So, functionally, do you have to go to the planning department? Yes.
Yes. Well, we work with the planning department, and we try to, but with recommendations, we go to the city council.
Right.
So, it's not. But, so, we're independent plan. As the solicitor was saying, it's a kind of a strange situation. We're independent of the planning department. However, we do work with the planning department, and we have a member of the planning department staff serving as a liaison to us.
Yep. So, the city council is the last step in the process. Where the location with which you bring the recommendation, and then that's where the vote happens, whether or not the recommendation is passed or it fails. But there's a lot of steps that come in between that as far as figuring out if the property's what it's worth, if the owner's even willing to sell it, et cetera.
Well, the thing is, why we're here before you now is timing. These properties are going to be developed in the midst of 2 years. So if we do not approve this bond now, we lose these properties. Like, Warwick historically has had a bad trend regarding preservation of open space. In the 1950s, you had thousands of acres of forest land and farmland. That's almost all gone. All the areas east of 95 and Quesa area, for example, are all developed. So now it's areas west of 95 and in certain pockets throughout the city, the Natick area, and like there's still some pockets left, and we're lucky to find even 100 acres of open space, but they will be gone in 2 years. So by the time we could get to open space bond in 2 years, there'll be hardly anything left. So that's why we want this open, to have this open space now, to have that money that we can use to acquire those properties. And saying why we need $5 million is because we need that money. That even that won't be enough, but at least we'll be able to save some properties that we have already identified because we've done a lot of research into this. Like, we know what properties we want to get. We just need to have enough money to be able to acquire them so we can enter negotiations with those people to see, like, what they would sell it to us for, or if we can do a conservation easement.
All set, Councilman Sinapi.
That was just a point of clarification for the sake of Councilman Folden's question.
Thank you. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Derrick, first of all, I'd like to start off by saying thank you for all the hard work that you do, as well as the members of your committee. We're all pretty well aware of that. How many members on your committee?
There's 9 for every ward, and then we have four
at large.
And 3 at large.
Yeah, 3.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. One person speak at a time, okay. Please.
There's 12 total. There's 9 for every ward, and then there's at large. There's 3 of them.
And how many vacancies do you have right now?
How many what?
Vacancies.
One.
Okay. And to Councilman Ricks's point, how many members were present at that vote that was taken?
Oh, I think almost everybody was there.
Almost everybody.
I think maybe 2 might have not been there.
I was at a school committee that night. That's the only reason I wasn't there.
So there was at least 2 that weren't. Okay.
If I may, through the chair.
Here's my bigger concern. And this is something that was just brought to my attention today. From what I understand, any municipal land trust, and this is something I believe you were just notified on last week, must have a 501c3 organization working with you. Do you have a 501c3 working with you right now?
Okay, we questioned that in the very beginning when we were writing the bylaws. I was part of the bylaws. And the answer was no, because we're part of the city. We're an arm of the city. We had a meeting with Kate Sales of the Rhode Island Land Trust, and she is advising us that we do attach ourselves to their 501c3, where we do Friends of the Warwick Land Trust. And that's a separate group.
I'm told that you were advised you must.
No, absolutely not.
That wasn't accurate.
No.
Do you plan on doing anything like that?
Well, I cannot plan. The trust, the committee can plan. But that was just presented to me on June 2nd. And so when we have our meeting at the end of the month, I will be presenting them the opportunity to be a part of the Rhode Island Land Trust's 501c3 program, where we would enter into that as Friends of the Warwick Land Trust. So keep in mind, I can't make a decision. That's not what I do. It's a team decision.
When I say you, I was generalizing. I meant the committee.
And I had to go out and tell everybody this, because it's really, I was supposed to save it for the meeting. Mm-hmm. And it got out. And, mm-hmm. you know, but this is what that's about.
I never divulge my hallway monitors.
Okay.
But with that said, what seems to me at this moment, particularly knowing about this 501c3 potential requirement, I think this is another situation of putting, you know, the cart before the horse. The other concern is we just got done hours talking about $350 million or whatever it was. Something that just came to mind a moment ago, and my colleagues on the council can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe we have a $10 million asphalt budget bond that's sitting there. Do I recall that correctly? We approved the $10 million bond for asphalt, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I did, okay. So that's still sitting out there, which was not presented to us earlier. And now we're talking about another $5 million general obligation bond.
A point of order, if I may? I believe that much of the $10 million has actually been spent.
Well, we're speaking about this. I understand we're speaking about PCR 4622. Thank you. Continue.
I get it. I understand. I'm talking about in totality. It seems as though, you know, that's that's the word that we seem to be circumventing here is in totality. And that's what affects the taxpayers is totality. But I do have that concern where that information was just presented to me earlier today about that 501c3. And I think that, you know, this is definitely something that perhaps should be considered once this 501c3 is adopted.
If we're going to be an arm of the city, we cannot have the Warwick Land Trust as 501c3. If we form another group called the Friends of the Warwick Land Trust and attach ourselves to the Rhode Island Land Trust, we can do that.
I'm not saying that you need to leave the city and do something else. What was said to me that the not just Warwick Municipal Land Trust must have a 501c3 work with them.
Not accurate at all.
And the validity of that or not, that would be Kate Sales.
Kate Sales.
Okay. Councilman Foley.
Leslie, is it? Am I correct?
Yes.
Back to you said again that the $2.1 million you have earmarked for properties to acquire properties, correct?
We have a grant that was, there was a grant that was written 10, 20 years ago.
I understand that, but you're saying right now, today, the trust, when I say you, I'm talking about the trust, mm-hmm. has earmarked property to use, that $2.1 million is earmarked for property that you have identified.
That we could do right now, not okay. wait for the election in November.
And you're saying that the planning department has facilitated an appraisal on that property?
No.
Okay, so how can you have it earmarked for purchase if you don't even know what it's worth?
That's why we want the money, so we can get the appraisal done.
Again, back to Solicitor Walsh, the appraisal needs to go through the planning department.
So once again, it depends. And just to get into the granular level of what the provision I was reading from, that has to do with specific procurements of a certain amount, $2,500 or less. The land trust is a body of the body corporate that we have here in the city. They are effectively an arm of the city. They are a public entity, a public trust. The short summary, as I understand it, is that the trust itself does not have direct ability to procure large amounts of anything. All of this goes through this particular body. It all comes through the council when it comes to these funding levels. There is unused open space bonds, and this is the 2.1 something that we've referenced previously, that's available for the city to use upon the recommendations that the land trust can present forward to us. But the funding decisions all flow through the council.
Right, but when they get here to us, those recommendations, they would be with an appraisal from the planning department.
For us to proceed through some sort of acquisition, whether it's a land actual purchase or if it's conservation easement or those things, that would require us to have some substantiating documents. And without the point that appears to be made by the trust is that they're caught without the ability to go pursue those items because they don't have resources available to them under their direct control.
Correct.
And so the conversation about the 501c3 seems to be talking about a separate entity and not a shift of what's authorized already by the Rhode Island General Assembly of how our land trust exists.
All right. So if I can use a specific analogy or whatever. So if the land trust were to make a recommendation to purchase the property abutting us right here, they would need an appraisal, and that appraisal would be facilitated by the planning department.
Either performed by them or procured by them.
Before it came here to us.
Yes, we would need, in order to understand the fair value of whatever it is that we're purchasing, the city requires appraisals.
Okay.
Once we have the appraisal, the seller has to agree on that price before we can go to the planning department. So the planning department would tell us what the appraisal was. We would then go to the owner and say, this is what the city will offer you or the land trust will offer you. Will you accept it? If they do not accept it, we actually have to move on.
So my question back to you again, mm-hmm. then, even though you have earmarked certain properties that you want to appropriate some to all of the $2.1 million, as of today, you do not have any appraisals on any of those parcels.
No, and if you recall, the land trust had asked for $4,000 for a budget.
I understand that, and what the city said at that meeting was there was no need for that because, again, the planning department was the proper conduit for getting the appraisal.
Okay, they wanted to make sure that we had money first. We don't have any money. So we can't do an appraisal without making sure we've got funds to back it up. So go ahead.
The plan department doesn't always give us the
money. Please identify yourself.
Nathan Cornell. The plan department doesn't always give us the money that we're needed. We're pretty much usually stuck with the $400 that we're given. And the plan department is not a bet that we would get the money from them. They didn't help us with the tree cores. That's why we're paying out pocket. So that's why we wanted money in our budget up to $5,000 because the planning department doesn't always help us with that.
Okay. Well, again, that goes back to the chair saying how this has to be a team approach to this. And it goes back to your comment earlier about how well you work with Mr. Kravitz, but now we're being told that they're not always that willing or able or whatever word we want to use to facilitate the appraisals. So it can't be that you have a wonderful working relationship with them, but they don't give you what you need or want.
Okay, let me go back on that one. Sue Capaceras, who is our go-between the planning department and the land trust, she's the one that went before them. Sometimes we don't do the talking with the planning department, sometimes she does it. She is our liaison, and we allow her to be the one to make the question or the request.
Okay, thank you. Before I go, thank you, Councilman. Give me one moment. I just want to. So I do stand corrected. The items are posted in the Secretary of State office. I agree. I had to do quite a bit of research. So Councilman Ricks identified, Mark, this is just for housekeeping. March 22nd was the date. I reviewed On item number three, discussion action, open space bond proposal update. There was no proposal made. At the very end, in action number, here we go, 12, information and proposals. It seems the board voted to, the proposal was made by Mike Zerum. The Warwick Trust authorized Leslie Dering as chair to request $5 million for the Warwick Land Trust budget passed on an itemized list to be attached for 2022-2023. Asked if the list from last year's budget request was still available. She said she would look it up, and then they voted to pass it. And that's the last document we have, or any notes we have of any vote without specifics. And then I have to identify that the next meeting, which was April, it appears 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You had 6 members, but very, and then, but again, there was no vote on the on this. I just wanted to say that for housekeeping. Councilman Sinapi.
So I have some questions. You mentioned that you do not, the trust does not need to be a 501c3 or work with one. Why is that?
Okay. Our land trust, as it is right now, as a municipal land trust, cannot be a 501c3. But we can form another organization with the land trust and the Rhode Island Land Trust to have a 501c3, and it would be called Friends of the Warwick Land Trust. That's what Kate Sales has instructed us.
Right. And mm-hmm. Councilman Lattice had brought that up and asked, he was under the impression that it was required that you make that arrangement, and you are under the opposite impression. I want to know why.
The reason why we said that would be a good idea is because there's many that would like to give us a donation, and we cannot accept it because we're a municipal land trust. And so anytime we go for contributions to us, we are not allowed to touch it. We're not allowed to accept it, I should say. And I also wanted to bring up another comment that you'd mentioned on the notes, the meeting notes. We had also passed this back in February, the $5 million, because, and I don't know why it's not in the minutes, but we had done this in a meeting. And then when it was brought up to us that it was not in the notes, that's why we did the second vote in March. But we had done one before.
Okay.
It was January.
If you'll excuse me, I wasn't done, by the way. Mm-hmm. So the 501c3 aspect. First, you're saying that there are individuals or entities willing and able to provide you with funds, but currently you are unable to accept them because you do not have a separate 501c3, correct?
Okay. We cannot accept funds on a 501c3 and let them have the deduction like they could if we were the city. It's not a 501c3, so they cannot deduct their funds from their income taxes. If they send it to the Friends of the Warwick Land Trust, then they can deduct it because it's a 501c3.
Isn't it true that a 501c3 would have certain tax advantages when it comes to obtaining parcels of land?
Could you speak up in the microphone, please, Councilman?
Isn't it true that a 501c3 would have certain advantages when it comes to obtaining parcels of land and or conservation easements?
That's true. But to be honest with you, this is so fresh. This is so new. This was June 2nd. I haven't had the time to go through all of the legalities and all the ideas that can go with this, but I'm sure we can be doing that. I don't want to speak on something I'm really not informed yet.
I appreciate that.
So regarding the 501c3, so as stated before, it's not required for a municipal land trust. Right now, what the process is, if we were to accept any funds or anything, it would have to go before the city council before it goes. So it's the city council. So we make recommendations for like requests, and the city council approves them. So if anyone has to give a gift to the preservation open space, it would have to go before the land trust. I mean, go before the city council.
Yep. And so to be clear, you already have $2 million available. However, your efforts to access it have been denied. And despite that, you would like us to add $5 million to that pot with the hopes that your efforts will no longer be denied.
Because because that bond that you're referring to, the like how much? 2.178 million dollars is not enough to achieve the acquisitions of the projects that we would like to preserve. So that's why we want the $5 million. And even that will not be enough. We'll have to get grants to cover the rest, but it'll get us closer to where we need to be to acquire those properties, because like these properties, they're not cheap.
But right, but that's not what I asked. I asked regarding, we're trying to put, or rather you're requesting to put another $5 million into a pot of money that you've already tried to access and been denied. And you're simply hoping that you will, going forward, be allowed access to now a larger pot of money, right?
Well, that's up to the city council to release the funds. So just, even if you...
looking for just yes or no. Because at the end of the day, you're still going to need, as an arm of the city,
yes,
you can't just go out and spend money. You got to get, it's a whole process. We go through it every day here. You're still going to need to work hand in hand with the planning department, as opposed to if you were a separate entity with the nonprofit status and able to spend the funds that coincidentally...
It's not really a planning department working with.
Please wait, that coincidentally people are actively attempting to donate to you. And there's a large concern I have by the fact that the administration is clearly opposed to at least some of your efforts currently, if not all of them. And they are paid a good amount of money. They're experts in this, and they're actively saying, no, do not do these things.
The reason they're doing that is because there's people involved with the administration who would rather have these areas developed for housing instead of open space. That is the truth of the matter.
We're the same administration that actively supported a conservation easement right across the street from where I live, right down the road from where Councilman Gephardt, a massive conservation easement on a very expensive piece of property, that same administration.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to preserve land, and it's uphill battle, but that's what this land trust is doing. We're working hard. This land trust is working harder than it's ever been. We have
right.
a full, almost
and
full
I,
land trust.
I appreciate that. There's no doubt that you're working hard, but as the issue just came up only a few minutes ago, where you said that we got a good working relationship with Director Kravitz, but then it kind of not really. You just accused the administration of actively wanting to basically bulldoze properties rather than conserve them. Yet, in fact, they are actively conserving them, and they've made efforts to do so. I mean, you had the solar ordinance that just passed not too long ago, which furthers that effort.
If I could, and I respectfully disagree with what you're saying. That's
I'm just
not,
stating facts.
Excuse
you can
me.
Disagree if you'd like.
Excuse me, but that is not what I said. And I will ask you to please consider what we're trying to do. We're trying to protect open space and the forest. And we're trying to do conservation easements. We're trying to keep it from developers coming and just taking down everything and putting in developments. We're just, you know, we're trying to be practical here. We're not trying to make a scene. We're trying to be good, abiding citizens doing environmental work. We're not asking for anything else.
So, point of clarification then. So, if we don't want to make a scene, so now I'm going to bring this up. I have emails dating back for months, including as recently as today, where multiple members of the land trust have actively been attempting to have this request withdrawn.
Yeah, I was just going to say
because they disagree with it. And in response, as recently as today, you actively attempting to silence them from doing so, from reaching out. So that's a concern as well.
Okay, we all know who that person is, and it's one person. And
I hate to inform you that there's more than one.
Well, and she can identify that person because it's not been anybody else.
Given your attempts so far to bully that one individual, I am damn well not going to inform you about the other one.
I'm going to be honest with you. We have been having issues with one person within the land trust. Remember I said there was one person that abstained? And then she came back and she voted for. And now she wants to leave the land trust and go on to an environmental board. And that is just one person, and she is not speaking for anybody else. And I do have other people from the land trust that are still here if you wanted to hear them. We don't have any of that dissension. In fact, we actually had a question at the board meetings, and we asked that question, is everybody on board? We want to make sure that you're all agreeing, because I'm not going to do something that you do not want to do.
And that's great. And you know what? I don't even mind if they're all dissenting. What I mind is the attempts to quiet the dissenters when they reach out to others.
Didn't
that is an
it.
Issue. And I have the email that shows you did, in fact, do exactly what I've stated. So that's a concern. You constantly saying you disagree when I state facts doesn't change that they're facts. That's a concern.
Okay. If I could speak?
In a moment. Not to mention that we have this $2 million and change available right now. There are no properties that have been appraised to use it on. It is entirely speculative whether or not there will be more properties that will necessitate another $5 million. I'm more than happy to jump on board with conserving additional property, especially when I'm biased from the fact that a lot of it happens to be in my ward. Heck, a lot of it happens right near where I live. It's to my benefit. It's in my best interest. And it benefits my constituents. It's a win all around. But it doesn't sound like any amount of money you are given will matter as long as the administration is at odds with you. And currently, it obviously is.
Okay. May I speak now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Respectfully, I'm not your villain. And I'm not out here to do something wrong. I'm not out to oppose anybody. But to be honest with you, if one person is going to send you that email, and I know who it is, because we already had this discussion earlier today, and that's why she's not here tonight. She is resigning. Okay? But also, she already let me know earlier that she wasn't going to be staying on because she wanted to go to a different in different committee because she wanted to do butterflies and birds. And I'm sorry that if you're going to allow one person to taint a good committee, I'm sorry that this is happening. This is a very good and promising committee. They're very good people. And I'm really sorry that kind of email had tainted.
Is that your response to the entirety of my comments?
You want me to say something else?
All I want is a response to what I just said. Is that your response to the entirety of my comments?
Oh, your other comment was that I wouldn't allow anybody to say anything negative.
You may want to focus on the things that actually matter, such as the fact that any amount of money you are provided will likely not matter, given that the administration is currently at odds with your efforts.
I don't agree with your comments.
I have in an email where you said the administration is not helping you facilitate.
You
came here tonight and went talk at length with the fact that you are having issues getting anything done from the perspective of working with the planning board. I don't understand how you turn around and disagree with that statement.
It wasn't the planning
board. Okay. The planning department. My apologies.
It wasn't the planning department.
So the planning department has done everything you've asked.
The planning department let me know we had to go before the city council.
So where are the appraisals that you have obtained via the planning department, and then where are the recommendations that come along with those? You don't have those because, like you said, you need more money to get them, but you already have the money and access to it. And even if you didn't have the $2 million in change, you could ask the planning department to have those appraisals with or without that bond money there. So
you
don't understand.
I don't understand why you're going to this level. This is not something that I was, ready
for. If I may, thank you. Councilman Sinapi, if I could just pause for a moment, please. I'm going to call on Councilman Lattisor. To redirect. Councilman Lattisor, please.
Chairman, so as I said earlier, a big concern I have with this is to tie up $5 million of taxpayer dollars that at this point it's not necessary to do. The other concern, what information was provided to me this afternoon about the 501c3, particularly concerning, and with all due respect to Ms. Derrick, is her response to Count Snappy that haven't time to work through this. I haven't had time to get legal opinion, et cetera. Just as I said before, in the recent bond that the committee just voted on, if we don't have the facts, we don't have the information, then this councilman is not going to be voting in favor of tying up $5 million worth of taxpayer dollars. I need to know what is the story with this 501c3. And if the chairman of the land trust isn't sure, then I would suggest, my suggestion is that we simply take a position of no, which tell you right now that's what I'm going to be doing, given all the information that I've received and from this afternoon to 2 seconds ago, and allow the land trust to go back, regroup, find out the legalese aspect. Do we need a 501c3? Are we a 501c3? Do we have a chance of losing money and not money? You know what? I'm not voting on stuff I don't have the answers to it, whether it be a $350 million school bond or whether it be $5 million, not money out there. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
I can answer that question.
I'm sorry. Please. Thank you. I see that I've spoken. Councilman Rex, go ahead, and then we'll open it up to the public.
Thank you. I'll just briefly say that there are different types of land trusts. The land trust here in Warwick, it was passed by the General Assembly back in 2000, so about 22 years ago now. There is no requirement that it have a companion 501c3 or that it be a 501c3. It was passed through the enabling legislation. The City of Warwick City Council passed its ordinance in accordance with such enabling legislation. There is no requirement that the Rhode Island General Assembly imposed to also create or maintain a 501c3. The land trust is a valid organization. There are other land trusts out there that it is a requirement for them to have that 501c3. I'm sure it has advantages and disadvantages, but I don't think that we should go back to the drawing board and talk about, I don't know, disassembling or dissolving or reconstituting or whatever other changes to the land trust in order to take any action. The land trust has been effective for these last 20 plus years, more or less. And, I think moving forward on to some of the other points. So I certainly understand the need to cooperate with the administration, in this case, the planning department, and otherwise. I think that just because there has been a certain dynamic at one point in time, that does not mean that that dynamic will always exist. I think that we've all seen shifts, changes, people are allowed to change their mind. And especially when items come up before this city council, especially when members of the public are speaking out and one issue or another comes to the public consciousness, then of course, as different issues come to the fore, then different decisions end up being made. In fact, I have an issue in Ward 2 that, if anyone is familiar with the issue of Johnson's Pond out in Coventry and what an absolute disaster that has been for the town of Coventry and the residents out there, I have a concern that there is a similar issue in a part of Warwick that could be another Johnson's Pond on a much smaller scale. I can see a few different potential solutions to it, but one of those solutions would be that this is actually a parcel that has been identified by the land trust. And so while, for example, only a small fraction of the existing $2.178 million would be needed to resolve that potential issue. That could be something where the land trust works with the administration or planning department with the administration, or even there are some other pots of money out there, such as the parks and recreation, the districts, there's the seven of them throughout the city. But without getting into all of that detail, I think that suffice to say that although we don't have precise appraisals as to the value of each of these different parcels, we can all read the tea leaves as to, okay, this parcel, it's probably gonna go for about X million dollars, this parcel over here. It's also got some hefty value. And these parcels could well be snapped up within the next year or two. So if we value having open space, if we value wanting to try to preserve certain parcels of land for public recreation, then my thinking is, let's try not to get into the whole dirty laundry and airing of different grievances, because you know what? One day we may be on different sides of a vote. The next day, an issue comes up, we're on the same side of a vote. And so allowing the land trust to have the authority should, of course, it make it to the ballot, and should, of course, the voters approve it. Having that ability to have that line of credit for that additional $5 million, well, if the need arises, then I think that it would be very advantageous to have that line of credit. And very briefly, to finish up on the process here, there are a lot of checks and balances here. The land trust, its members are appointed by the city council. That's check number one. Check number two on any sort of proposal would be that it would have to go through the planning department and the administration. And then if the administration decides in accordance with the land trust, their recommendation, that bond funds should be freed up, that it makes sense to authorize that expenditure, it also comes in front of the city council. There are a lot of checks here to make sure that any proposal to buy a parcel of land is thoroughly vetted by multiple entities here. So for those reasons, I think that it's an excellent idea to support effectively this line of credit and let the voters decide. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Madam President.
Yeah, I just want to bring up one thing that really concerned me. Councilman Sinopi brought it up before I got to say it. But that email that we were talking about, I also received it, and it came out very clearly. It said, my recommendation, we need to ask for a withdrawal, our request to have a bond for 2022. Explain that we need to create a nonprofit 501c3, and explain that we were only given this information last week. That's a concern to me. They just got the information last week, but yet we were told everybody voted on it, and then we get an email saying that we should withdraw it. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President. What I'm going to do now is, seeing that the committee and the council spoke, I'm going to open up to public comment. Is there anyone that would like to speak on PCR 46-22?
Nathan Cornell, member of the Warwick Land Trust. So just to clarify everything, because there's a big misconception. So this is from the Rhode Island Land Trust website. In Rhode Island, most land trusts are private, nonprofit 501c3 organizations. Other land trusts are affiliated with municipal government and are created by state legislation or municipal charter or ordinance. We are the latter. So municipal land trusts do not need a 501c3 to be a land trust. So the whole confusion is because, as that member has pointed out, there are talks about the current Warwick Land Trust becoming a 501c3 independent of the city, because we haven't been getting any support from the council or the administration. But that is only hypothetical. That's not a reality right now. So that's just talk. It's not a reality of this current situation. But for a municipal land trust, it does not need to be a 501c3. That's the Rhode Island Land Trust Council. And that's, so I hope that will answer your question. Do you have any questions on that? Or?
I do not. Thank you.
Okay. And I know how that can be confusing. The second thing, regarding Leslie Derrick, to be honest, she's one of the hardest working people I know. Like every day I talk to her, we talk about land trust matters, and she, even when she's sick, she's working on land trust matters. She works so hard, and I just thought you should know that.
Because I want you to understand, Mr. Cornell, no one's questioning the loyalty of the people on the committee. It's the process and it's procedure. Yeah. And as you said, you have to work with the planning department. You have to come to the council, and we are, and then there's a lot of things that are just going like by the fly. We're just saying the process, to me, I'm just going to speak for myself, the process was flawed. And that's all. We are not, this was not done in my eyes correctly, and it's being done in a very strong rush. So I do want to give, you have responded to questions. I'm going to respectfully ask if you can give the other people who haven't had a chance to speak on the microphone an opportunity. Thank you.
Okay, and just to one more final thing. So we did try to work with the administration. We tried to meet with the mayor. The mayor said no to open space bond. But then, like, what do we do then? Like, do we just sit on our hands and do nothing? Our job is to preserve land in the city. So that's what we did. That's why we're coming before you now, because we really feel like this needs to happen. It's really important. And this is our one chance to do this. If we don't do this now, this land will be gone. So that's why we're here before you today. And that's why it's such a rush time frame, because we don't have the time to wait on this, because this is our only chance to preserve these lands. Now that they're not going for solar, now they want to build a lot of housing developments there. And that's, they're in talks now to do that. So that's why we're coming before you now to acquire that property. But we don't have the money to do that unless these bonds are approved. And not just the $2 million bond, but also that's why you need the $5 million bond as well. So that's why we're coming before you today. And we would love to work with the administration and you to achieve this. We just hope that you'll work with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Please state your name when you come to the microphone. Thank you.
Rebecca Lloyd in Ward 8. I'm a lifelong resident of Warwick. I'm in favor of PCR 46-22, the bond to purchase open space in Warwick. Open space is very limited resource in Warwick. It is our responsibility to save and protect what we do have left. Once it's gone forever. The city has a duty to adhere to the comp plan. In addition, the comprehensive plan makes it a priority to secure several of the parcels that have been highlighted to secure from this bond request that are all under extreme development pressure. The availability of this bond money will help in matching state and federal and private programs to acquire these properties. I strongly urge the council to approve PCO 4622, the open space bond. And this is not the first time that the land trust has come before the council. Ms. Travis, you were here once before, and I was up here once before, and we passed the resolution to allow the bond to go on the ballot. I drove the paperwork up to the State House to make sure it got there. We purchased Barton Farm with part of that money. This is not a rush job. The 501c3 is somebody's thrown in to muddy the waters. It has nothing to do with the municipal land trust. Like I said, I was a founding member of this land trust. I fought like hell to get it. So I wish you would strongly consider the approval of this. Let it go on the ballot and let the people decide. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, Mrs. Walsh. For the record, if you wouldn't mind just identifying yourself.
Barbara Walsh, Ward 2. I don't know where to start here. When I came tonight knowing I'd testify related to the land trust bond, I had some thoughts in my head that have now just been completely decimated. I am disappointed in the reaction of some of the council folks here to these citizens who are volunteers on the land trust. I am not on the land trust, but I try to be a responsible citizen and keep up with things that are going on in the city that I care about. I have talked to people on the land trust, one of whom, one particular person, who reached out to me because she thought I could be helpful to her in her personal interests that skirted the mission of the land trust. You all know that when you get a group of people together, particularly volunteers, they have vested interests. They have their own personal goals and values, and they can pursue a mission that is not part of the structure of the body of the group that they've been appointed to. You folks don't know that, when you recommend or appoint, you don't know how those things, you know, turn around over the course of a year or two. But there is one woman that I spoke with multiple times, and she has her own interest, vested interests, that got in the way of what the land trust mission was supposed to be. I'm only going to ask, and excuse me, I don't know who the woman is you're talking about when you reference emails. I don't know who that is. I don't want to know. But I would ask that you be a little more objective about the reality of throwing a group of people together who may or may not be coming from the same place and moving in the same direction at the same pace. One of the things I also want, so I'm ending that comment. That's just a comment to try to put some of those issues in perspective. They may have nothing to do with the rest of the members of that group, the land trust body, and what they're trying to accomplish. The other issue I want to try to clarify a little bit is this whole nonprofit status business. Most of the land trusts that are municipal cannot be nonprofits. They're tax exempt because cities are tax exempt, but they can't be a separate nonprofit body. I went through this about 25 years ago as a volunteer of the Walk Animal Shelter for probably 30 years. When the city built the new shelter and got different staff and put into place all of the programs that we are so proud of today, I would proudly say we probably have the best municipal animal shelter in the whole state. And they got that way because of certain policies and protocols that were supported with the staff that were hired. But they work for the city. They're a municipal shelter. And there are certain things they cannot do. So they created Friends of the Warwick Animal Shelter. I think probably similar to what Leslie's talking about when she references Friends of the Land Trust. Friends of the Warwick Animal Shelter is a nonprofit. They work hand in hand with the Warwick Animal Shelter, which is municipal. So the shelter is governed by whatever policies and protocols they put in place under the guidance of their executive director, but they work for the mayor. The Friends of the Warwick Animal Shelter is their fundraising arm, where they raise money, they do fundraisers, and the monies go into a pot of funds for which they decide how they'll be used. When donations are made to the Warwick Animal Shelter, there has to be a restricted receipt account that is honored, and it doesn't have to be honored. It can go, those monies can go into the general fund. And I shouldn't even say this to you because now I'm worried about, you'll ask what that is. It's a couple thousand dollars, no big deal. And they use it for vet care, for animals that need vet care because the city does not provide that. But the Friends of the Warwick Animal Shelter does everything else that the city does not provide. So they buy medication, they do extra surgeries, they can help the public with low-cost spay-neuter clinics, but they're a nonprofit, but they're connected to the shelter. They are entirely separate in their governance. And so you don't want to force on the Warwick Land Trust this whole rigmarole about being a nonprofit. If they want to create a separate arm, then they should go ahead and do that. But they don't have to have that. And nor should they as a municipal land trust. They're governed by certain bylaws under the auspices of what the council might say, the planning department might say, the mayor's office might say. It's a convoluted structural system that they work under. But they're working under it, doing their best. What I would ask you to please keep in mind here is not what's going on in the weeds with different people having different issues, but the bigger picture. The bigger picture here is some citizens in Warwick care about green spaces. We have always voted on green bonds, just like at the state level. People want green space. And if other people don't want that, who are in control of our government, and they want more building, then you're stepping on the citizens by not even suggesting you're going to allow us to vote on this. A couple of you have said, well, you're not going to vote to support it going to put it on a bond. But you didn't say that with the school issues. Even in the very beginning, when a couple of you were ambivalent and you weren't sure how you were going to vote, but then you changed your minds, you started off by saying, but the public should decide. And even after that whole rigmarole about, does the public know enough? Will they know enough by November? And all of that, you still fell back on the position that we should be treated like adults and have the right to vote on how we want to spend money. $5 million is nothing, and you know that. $5 million over the course of 5 years or 10 years is $500,000, $1 million a year with interest. It's nothing. It's peanuts. And if this city wants to have a quality of life to protect the 5 or 6 parcels that are left of green space in this city, you have got to support the right for we citizens to vote on this. Do we want it? And the citizens do not need to get involved in this whole structural mess of who reports to whom and how and when and all of this stuff that just came up. That is not the point of this. The point of this is to protect one or two parcels that 7 million might be able to protect. That dollar amount is nothing. I am really asking you, please, to show respect for what the land trust folks are trying to do. Does it seem a little clumsy? It might. I'm not speaking to support any of what's been said tonight. I'm not part of it. What I am part of is quality of life issues for our city. And I don't want you to be territorial about that either. I want you to think green space is green space that every citizen in the city can use when it's protected. None of you would regret protecting Rocky Point. That was a lot of work. It was a lot of money. And it was a mess in the beginning. But none of you would regret all of that now. It's a gem. And we can have several more little gems scattered throughout the city that all of us can enjoy. That's what you should be thinking about here, the big picture, not the messiness. There will always be that in government. Always. I don't have to agree with all of you all the time, but I do want to say I have deep respect for how you all handled the discussion of the school bond issue. You were incredibly respectful and thoughtful, and your judgments were reasoned with really thinking about pros and cons. And even when I disagree with a position, I have a lot of respect for how you got there. I'm asking you to do the same thing right now and try to take care of the greater needs of our city and try to help them protect whatever can be protected with a measly $5 million. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Please state your name.